In Brooke's second line, she says, "Don't you dare tell me that." Here, she's afraid to hear the truth, because she knows Jack called the airlines to reconfirm, and she knows there's a possibility that the seats may be gone. So she's afraid to hear the truth. She says, "Don't you dare tell me that."
Now, also, when we say, "don't you dare," we can also say that to mean when you do something. Like when I was young and my friend bought a motorcycle, my mother said, "Don't you dare get on the back of that motorcycle." She didn't want me to ride a motorcycle. It was too dangerous.
So when you're kind of threatening someone, you say, "Don't you dare, or else I will..."
That's right.
So, for example, if I tell you a secret, I say, "Don't you dare tell anyone." That means if you tell somebody, we probably won't be friends anymore.
Or if my girlfriend wants to leave me, and she's starting to walk away, and I say, "Don't you dare walk away, or I'll never call you again."
Terrible. Okay, let's look at Jack's third line. He says, "I'm sorry, I didn't reconfirm in time, and they gave away half of the seats." Well, see what happened. No wonder she's afraid to hear the truth. The truth isn't too good. If you don't reconfirm the tickets in time, they might give away the seats. They might give the seats to someone else. A giveaway also has another meaning.
For example, if you give away clothes, that means you give them away for free. You're not getting paid for them.